So is
Okay.
the hard part?
It's still hard. Nothing's going to be easy tonight. Rabbi Eliezer Omer midamaras k'truma v'adai. So now, this is talking about what? This is meduma that fell into chulin, right? This again, one more time, we'll just bring out the case. If you have truma falls into chulin and it's not bottle, like 90, like 1 into 90, so it's meduma. And now, from that mixture, it falls into other chulin. So Rabbi Eliezer says, and he's 100 to be mevatel, because we look at it as if it was all pure truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, medamas k'truma vaday. It's like vaday. Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, hu shenofel l'toich chamisha mekoymes. This chumra that he holds, that you have to treat it as if it's pure truma, that's if it falls into five different places. The meduma.
There was five seah that fell into five different piles.
No, I don't have to make it so complicated. Let's just use one saw, okay?
That's how he says it.
You want to use five saw? Use five saw.
There's
five.
So you're saying the one seah divided into five?
Yes. Once it doesn't really matter how you say it. You could say it any way you like. The point is, it's the recipient areas are separate areas. So you have pile 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This saw that you were meirim from the meduma. I like to use one saw because that's what we've been using the whole time.
Okay.
So the one saw, part of it fell in here, part of it fell in there, part of it fell in there. Hold on a second. So what he's saying is you have to be machmir to be choshesh that there was a truma portion. That part of that one that fell in there, part that fell in there. So he's treating it like it's a full truma portion. So
there's no chul in it.
There's no chul in it at all, and at that saw, correct.
So a fifth of the seah is truma
is
that fell into each pot.
One fifth a saw of truma. This one, 1/5 saw. This one,
right.
Correct.
Okay.
But if the whole seah fell into one vat, then he'd be mitered to the chachamim. That's what it says over here. Okay?
Is there a reason it's a five?
It's his example.
Okay.
How about three? I mean, Rashad's is right.
And footnote number one, the number five is not meant precisely. The Gemara simply means it fell into numerous batches of chulin. So the amount of meduma in any batch is not more than the amount of the truma that fell into the produce in the first place. As an example, one saw of truma fell into four saw of chulin, creating five saw of meduma. These five saw of meduma in turn fell into five batches of chulin. Right? One saw into each batch. Okay, that's why he's using your example. We're not going to use that it was a saw that they were meirim. That was my mistake. So he has one saw falls into four. Now we have a total of five. We have a total of five meduma. Now we have one saw of that meduma falling into. All five are falling in.
Right.
So.
And we assume that all the truma is in all of the five.
That's correct. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. Yeah. Rabbi Lazar agrees in principle that meduma is not actually treated as truma. It does not really need to be 101 majority of chulin to meduma to nullify meduma. Right? The only reason he disagrees in practice with that exchange is out of concern that the meduma that fell into the chulin might actually be all truma. So it's in the Gemara's example, there's a possibility that any batch of the chulin might contain the full saw of the actual truma. So therefore, he's machmer. And the chacham hold it's distributed evenly. That's what it says in footnote 2. Now, in footnote 3, if all the meduma fell into the same batch, then we know, it's certain, the meduma that fell in is not all truma. So in this case,
it'll be
the fi cheshbon.
So I said it's a quarter because you gave your example
all he says over here is you need only 100. If you have one saw, you only need 100. He says. Like if all five fell into one pile, all you need is 100 in total.
Right. Because
it's only one.
It's only one.
That's right. That's what he says.
So the savior is the what it's falling into.
The chash that he has is if you have separate nephilis, that he's worried any one of them could be truma, and therefore it would ask him the whole thing. That's the chash here. Yeah.
But when it all falls together, then suddenly we go back to the measurement of a seya.
That's right.
It's
not a huge chiddush.
Yeah, because
the metzias is that the original nefila was only one saw. That's not a huge chiddush.
Right, but I'm saying when it falls to different piles, he says that in each of the piles there's going to be truma.
It's possible.
It all falls together, so there's only the one.
It's only the one original. I think it's logical.
Yeah.
The chiddush is the
chumra. The chumra is the chiddush, right? That's the big chumra. Now, this was the shita of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, that's not right. That's not correct. You're teaching up Rabbi Elazar wrong. Rabbi Elazar holds, it's like Katicha Nas Nevela. It becomes Truma Mamish. And therefore, it doesn't make right. Afilu Nofu Kulu Makam Echani Machlokas. It's still subject to a dispute. You need 100 times the meduma. So in our example, you need 500.
All five fall in. One.
Yeah.
One, so you need 500.
It's mamish. It's like
the whole thing.
You treat that taruvus as if it's pure truma. That's basically.
Five seah of
truma. Yeah, that's what he says over here.
Distributed equally to the five, and therefore the whole thing is considered.
Yeah. We don't know if it falls into different piles, what is the svara will be.
That's a chumra.
Wait, that's what it says over here. Okay, so we have a basic machlokes, we'll just remember the names, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Now Chilfi comes along and says something. All right, good luck on this one. I don't know exactly what he's saying. Sorry, guys. I apologize. I tried to figure it out. Chilfai Omar al de Rabbi Eliezer Chulin Shalamata Nasu Chershin.
That's again Lamalan.
So, again, he says Lamalan?
Yeah.
So, according to Rabbi
Shalamata
to
Lamalan?
Yes. Well, why not? You know, may as well. Do I have that? I don't have that. I don't have that change, by the way. No, I have the Bir HaGra. I have just the opposite. Here he does not change the Girsa.
The Gra, but he says Sefer Anir and okay. The Rivaz.
So they're changing it. Okay.
They change it.
Okay, so let's see what it says. Oh, I see Taka. The Ridvaz Taka says the opposite. Chofi Amar al Dorbalazu, Chulin Shalom Malon, Nasu Haration. Okay. Anyway, well, let's try to figure out what he's saying first. Okay. So, let's look in the Ridvaz, for example. Pirish, Taha Svirle, the Rabbalazu, Gabe Pachas Mimeya, Dimidamas, Kachumas Vadai, who loved the Tzar Kofalf, Neged Kohasod. Zeino el the tzar kufal of kneged chelik hatruma for ikur hachumra then mitzarf nechulin shalomalim lezet hachacham israelay lefi cheshvan shem mitzarf gam chelik hachulin. So basically, I mean, this is what I saw in Rosh Sirlo. Also, he seems to say this also that all Hilfi at first seems to be saying is like Rabbi Chanina said that you don't treat the whole thing like it's truma vadai. So that you need 100 times the whole amount. But you only need, right? That's what he says. Ha'ikra chumra de enu mitstarfen chulin shalomalon lezeh. The ikra chumra is that you're not mitstaref the chulin in the mua portion that's falling into it to help you towards your bittul. So in our example, where you had five falling into mukam echad, it's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that you need 100 times What's the chumrah? In other words, he doesn't agree with, there's still a machlokes hachacham. Let me just make sure this is clear. There's still a machlokes hachachamim and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds, this is Kofi's opinion, that you start, if you had one into four making five, that five fall into the five fall into chulin. How much chulin do I need to mivatel the one? I need 100. How do you have 100? How do you figure 100? Do I say, oh, I have 90, I have 96 in the bottom. I have 4 at the top. 96 plus 4 equals 100. And it's Mavatal the 1. That's one way to look at it. And Rabbi Kofi says, that's the Chachamim Shita. Rabbi Lezer says, no. Ein mitzvah chumrah. If you look at the Ravaz closely, you'll see he says this. Chumrah of Rabbi Lezer is that we're not mitzarif the chulin of lamalon to the chulin of lamaton. So you need 100 on the bottom. You need 100 on the bottom to mevatel that one from the dimur. That's what he says. Look
at what is Kofi adding? Is he's just reiterating Laza's shita that we just said?
He's going like Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. And not like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rosh Sirlo seems to say that. He says, if you look over here, he says, you see the way he says, Nasa Karashim?
Right.
Doham Udumoyim Heim, in Rosh Sirlo. Doham Udumoyim Heim, Hokaklom, Mitstafi, Machon, Shalom, Baduma, you need outside 100. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon Haki Pligi Rabbanon Savri Chulin Shal Hamaduma Shal Mato Mitzdarfin Afagav Da Asturin Hey.
That's about
right? Rabbi Eliezer
Sav
Rabbi Eliezer Sav Alom Mitzdarfi Uboy Reveal the Truma Shal Saw Hanafas of Tachasaw. The Chilfi is slayed Rabbi Yosi Maklina. So he's aligning Rabbi Yosi with the Chilfi. Okay, let's just leave it at that. So let's just say again. So it's becoming deaf, meaning that it's the fact that the Lamala, we'll use the Girsa of Lamala, so the Chulin that was in that five grouping doesn't is deaf. Stop. It's like it doesn't exist. It's not Mistarif with the Chulin Lamata. Okay?
That's Rablazer.
Right, that's Rablazer. According to the Chachamim, it will be Mistarif. It will be Mistarif.
Right.
Correct. Now, Yeah, that's what he says. If you look at it, that's what he says in the bottom.
Now you're
going to
ask the question.
Well, Rabbi Eliezer Amar al-Rabbanin, Chulin Shalmata Nasu Kharation, meaning what? Where the replacement saw fell into Meduma. That so we're going to change this again to Lamalon, right? That the Chulin above becomes deaf.
Also, according to Chachamim, so what's Machloket? That's the question, right?
If the sages maintain in the case of the Chulin and the Meduma does not combine with the other Chulin, they should say the same thing here. What's that? Ma bein Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan, what's the Chiluk? Meaning what? I'm just get one thing. So what? So this is so in the replacement. So we have two cases. We have the replacement saw. So, right. So why when it came to the replacement saw, that the Chachamim said what? That the chulin in that one saw cannot be mitzarif to the chulin below, and over here they're saying it can be. That's the question. In other words, when it came from Meduma, it is mitzarif. And when it came from Chulin, it is not Mistarif. It doesn't seem to make sense, right? The answer is, that's a Chumrah if it came out of 100 Saw. Since the replacement Saw was sanctified as Truma, meaning, like I told you before, that even the Chachamim hold that that Saw has a shtickle din of Truma on it, so therefore it only becomes batel bona fide Chulin. But where it's mere Meduma that fell, so there it combines. That's the Gemara's tries to answer.
So that's interesting. When you say that the Se'at Truma falls into 100, it's Batel. Then
yeah.
When you take it out, then it's Cheresh. When you say when it falls into less than 100, right, you're saying that then it's not Cheresh. Why is that?
That's exactly the Gemara is trying to understand that. That's exactly the question in the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to explain that here with this Homer Hu Basar Sha'al Asmi Tok Meya. I think.
Do you understand the question?
Yeah, absolutely. The question is clear. And the answer seems to be that the fact that they gave it a Din Truma at this point in the Gemara thinks that the fact that they gave the Sar Sha'ala a Din of Truma created a certain Chumrah on it. I'm not sure.
Right. More than
Dimur. More than Dimur.
More than Dimur.
More than Dimur.
Because here you could at least do the Fi Cheshbon. Right? But Dimur, I'm saying it's a mix. You don't have any kind of concept to be Mavatel.
Yeah, it's
one case you can separate the other
case. Right. Because if it's 100, so then okay, you take it out, you say that there's Truma in there, but according to what we said, Chachamim, you say it's the Fi Cheshbon. Here you're saying it's Dimur, there's no math.
So the Gemara rejects the answer. It says, "Oh, ain't no kal. The case of the replacement saw that fell into Dimur is not more lenient than the case of the Dimur that fell into the Chulin. Of course it is. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's saying, what kind of, that's Ipcha Mistavra, right? Because there it's Heta that's falling into Chulin, and by Dimur, it's Issa that's falling in. So why would you be more Machmer in the first case? Even that lenient case, the Chulin and the Meduma does not combine with the other Chulin. Certainly the case of the Duma fell into the Chulin. So that is a question the Gemara does not answer. Amri, the scholar said, we're on 53b. Amri, Kai Dom Rabbi Yechon, and Sosho Chumash Shunach L'Tech Meya, Chulin Kosher Him Avat L'Noisa. Right? If you have a Sosho Chumash that fell into 100, and the Chulin Him Avat L'Noisa, in any case, despite the leniency of the replacement saw, Rav Elazar said the replacement saw fell into Meduma, not Chulin. The Chulin and the Meduma does not ratify the replacement. Certainly, Chulin and Meduma cannot be counted toward the 400. Anyway, it's basically the same question. So Gemara, it's unanswered. This is a question that's unanswered. Let's go on. So it said, if you had a saw finishing up this daf. So the Gemara is going to talk about this final case. It's very interesting. Which is more Yerdea-like, okay? It's a Siman Tzadik test. If you're interested in looking into the halachas of Yerdea, this is actually comes out over there. So it says, Anshatirba Truma L'chulin. Then one, if I have a saw of Truma that falls in, and we take it out, and another saw falls in, take it out. So it's always Batel until the Truma becomes more than the Chulin, which we said, according to most Mepharshim, that was at once it falls in 50 times, and the Rambam held that once it falls in 100 times. So the Hedemach like is exactly what Riboy is. So the Gemara says, Tani Ravas HaTruma, once the total amount of Truma exceeds the amount of the Chulin, Nasa Kamar B'Memezit. The Gemara is basically giving us Svara. Why should it be that way? Why don't you say, Kama Bottle? The first one fell in, it was Bottle, take it out. The next one that falls in is Bottle. That should go on infinite. Right? For forever. Why do we all of a sudden say, oh, once it's Rove Truma, it's all of a sudden the difference? The Gemara says, the Gemara is saying a Svar, if it happened so many times, happened 50 times, then already, this is not an accident already, guy. You know, you could say it was an accident once or twice, but you're letting this happen. You're letting this happen. This is already happening on purpose. So it goes into the getter of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chachila. So Shamsi wants it to happen after 3 times.
Right.
But 50 times.
How many warnings do you need?
This is not a warning. Yeah. No. Anyway, that's the smart that Shamsi's throwing out over here. Yeah. Yeah. Fact the Gemara of Ataninon, how you bar boim saw, Naksin Savanato saw. We're talking about a mikvah. And we're talking about you start off with 40 saw of water. And you go ahead and you take juice, let's say clear juice, let's say apple, clear apple juice, white grape juice, whatever. It's not going to change the color of the water. So you pour in a saw of the grape juice. And then, so now we have 41 saw It doesn't pass on the mikvah, obviously. And then we take out a saw, right? Scoop out another saw. She left with 40 saw. It's kosher. So it says like that, right? Not since saw, but not a saw. Kosher. It's good. I'd hate on how long. Rabbi Isi b'shem Rabbanu bar Tanfa, Abu b'shem Rabbi Yechonon, Adrubo shel mikvah. So again, you can do that 20 up to 20 times. When you get to 20 times, now you got an even amount of water. In other words, each as long as you had rove water, rove of the water was mavatal the grape juice, and therefore it could be mitzaref.
You look at it as if never took anything out.
In a sense. In other words, it had a lot like water, because the had rove of the water was mavatal the grape juice as it fell in. But once you get to that 20 saw point, you don't have rove water anymore, so that saw, when it falls in, it makes a problem. Okay? So the Gemara asks, "V'ka'at amar hachein." What's the kasha? Now here, when it comes to truma, you're saying the only reason it's prohibited is because it looks like it's amazed. That sounds like what? Let's suppose there would be no iser of emavatlan eslachachila. For instance, there is absolutely no iser to pour a saw of white grape juice into a mikvah. It's mutl lechachila. That's not called emavatlan eslachachila. You could do it.
Is it mutl lechachila to make it 40 saw? Go from 39 to 40?
No, that won't work. That won't work.
It's not water.
Yeah. If you have 40 saw of water and you pour in another, for instance, shuvim, no problem. There's no iser of emavatlanis lachachila as far as pouring in the water is concerned. But you just said the whole svara by truma is because it looks like it's amazed. But that's mashma that if it would be no problem of amazed, that it would not be bottle. But here we see it's not bottle after 50, even though there's no iser. That's one way of explaining the question. He adds different twists to this question in the footnote 12. He says, the Mishnah's wording that one added a saw and removed a saw implies he did it deliberately. In other words, right? Hoist a saw, not a saw, not hold a saw, not a saw. It sounds like he's doing it on purpose. Amazing. This case is a case of amazing. And yet it still says you go up until 50, right? Adding fruit juice is not considered intentionally nullifying because a mikvah that contains 40 saw is already valid. Nothing has changed by addition of the juice. Since the nullification of the juice accomplishes nothing, it's not prohibited. It is true that when liquid is subsequently removed, the mikvah remains valid due to nullification. But this nullification is not taking place at that time. It occurred earlier when it was of no consequence.
So the assumption is you're taking out the wine of grape juice and you're leaving
40. Why then is a mikvah invalid once it might be half fruit juice? Why is there a problem? There's no problem of mazid. That's the kasha of the Gemara. How could you say this? The whole reason by truma is because it's like mazid, when in this case there's no problem of mazid, and yet we say at 50% it's no good.
So when you take out the wine of grape
juice, yeah.
When you take out the wine, the assumption is you took out. The one you took out was grape juice and you're leaving 40 water.
No.
That's not the assumption. The assumption is it's...
The assumption, just the opposite. The assumption is that the grape juice became bottle in the water and therefore everything's treated like water. Taking out, you're going to take out some water, you're going to take out some grape juice. So once you do that, you're left... It's lefi cheshbon. Yeah, the yesh blila lefi cheshbon. Okay. So the Gemara,
so Belila works only if it starts off with the kosher mitzvah.
Yes.
Meaning you have to start at that 40.
Yeah, if it's going to fall in, it's not
Mila.
It's right. Eino Mila. That's Yesh Mila and the Yesh Eino Mila. That's the first right. Mishnah. Yeah. Tamon, so the Gemara answers, what? In the case of the mikvah, Hayabar Raiv. There was still a majority in the of water in the mikvah when the next, saw of juice fell in. So the mikvah is valid. Baram hacha. But here, with regard to the truma, kol saw usaw tricha meya saw. Here, every saw requires. Is this a new answer? The Gemara's
separate 100.
It requires a separate 100, not just a simple majority. So once the second saw falls into the 100 saw, it would appear to be insufficient to nullify the truma. But nevertheless, evidently, we don't treat it that way. Why? Because we allow the mixture, right? By the truma, we do allow it after the second saw. Even though there's a requirement to have 100 saw each time to mevatel the truma. In other words, it's inevitable that there's going to be some truma left behind. You amala saw, everyone, would be reasonable here, right? You took out a saw. Some of the truma was left behind. But another saw falls in, we said it's mutter, right? You take out a saw, and it's mutter. What happened to your 100 chulin to mevatel the truma? You don't have it, but you allow it anyway, right? Evidently, there's another reason that the mixture is permitted after the second saw falls in, and that reason will apply even after the mixture is mostly truma. Therefore, the only reason the mixture is not, in fact, permitted once the truma exceeds the chulin is we consider as though he added it deliberately.
So yeah,
we're trying to answer.
It's falling into the same 100?
Yes.
It keeps on falling over and over that one seah, yes. The same 100.
Not the same seah. Another seah of truma.
It's like a knas, basically.
Another seah of truma keeps on falling into the same 100.
Yes. Yes.
So you're saying that little bit of truma that's getting mixed up in the chulin eventually will catch up to you.
In a certain sense, it catches after the second one.
Oh, because you say it's just 100.
Because it's just 100. So you had some truma left behind. So now you no longer have 100. Why is it bottle?
So
it must be that we consider it bottle because of the din of bittel. It becomes chulin.
So the fizeh, there should be,
that's the Gemara's point. Therefore, we had to come up with a new reason of mazid.
Oh, so we're saying it's mazid.
When Mashen came by the mikvah, let's speak out to Mashen came. Mashenkin, what? What's the mikvah?
What is the guy gaining? He still has to take out his saw and give it to the kayin. What's he gaining by doing this trick every time?
What's he gaining?
Not much.
Just a second. That's a good point. Hold on a second.
That
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know what would motivate.
Only that he likes the truma quality.
Quality. Yeah.
So I'm saying if he mixes it in, he could give him that.
I don't know. That's an excellent. That's an excellent question. I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. But let's speak out. So what's the Masha Einkein by the mikvah? Let's speak out the other side again. When you add, let's see again. Come on, in the case of the mikvah, the reason it remains valid when one adds and removes liquid numerous times. When one added the first saw of the other liquid and then removed the saw, there was still a majority of water. So when you add a second saw, the other liquid is nullified in the majority and the mikvah is valid. The only reason the mikvah is valid is that the futrus is nullified in a majority of water. The mikvah is, of course, invalid once there's no longer a majority of water. In other words, the once it happened 20 times, we know
that the water you took out was pure water and no grape juice every time you took it out.
Well, no, not really.
Because that's how it's not
rove. You could have. One second. Let me think about this. Just a second. You assume. Blila, you assume that if the water the juice falls in, you have an even distribution. I took out 140 first, right? It's 41 saw now, right? So I take out a saw, so that has one part in 41 juice, 40 parts water.
And you're left with.
So I'm left with.
One part juice.
So it's 39 water and one juice. What's left? But it's kosher because it's bottled in the water. Right. So we do that 20 times, you no longer have bittel of rov mayim, and that's why you run into a problem. So there's a svara behind why 50-50 why it only works up to 50% of the mikvah. I think by the truma. You run into a problem of bittul immediately as soon as the second saw falls in. So there must be some other svara in effect here.
Because by the mikvah, the math works.
Right. It's kind of like that. Like by truma, the math doesn't work. By mikvah, the math does work. So therefore, we have to come on to another reason. Does that make sense? Okay, that's what it seems to say. Now, final statement of the daf on Rabbi Yossi. So he said, Meres, davar shu batal dvar Torah, ma'ayra resmi noilei aser. So this is a yoredeya halacha, right? So, let's look at it. When the first 19 saw fruit juice were added to the mikvah, they were nullified. But then, when you did it for the 20th time, it was the 19, all of a sudden, they became mitzuruf to this final 20th saw of fruit juice. So that's choyzer v'neir, that's it's coming back up alive. Right, because up until that point it was kosher, it was had a look like water. Now the 19 becomes 20, it's chayzer v'neir. So he says an example. This is the example. For example, suppose an olive-sized piece of chaylev falls into 60 olive volumes of kosher, and it becomes batel. Then another olive of chaylev falls in. So this, even though it was batel before, but it's chayzer v'neir. It's mitztarif to that olive that just fell in, right? And the first piece, which until now nullified, reawakens, and now we deem the mixture to contain that's two olives of chaylev.
That's a svara.
That's when he learned. The Gemara is saying that we learn that out. Zos omeris. The inference of this statement of the idea of cause. It's. I could see it being a svara. It's a svara, but I'm saying he's learning it out from the mikveh case. The mikveh case is an example of chayzer v'neir.
The mikveh case is the primary source.
I don't know. He's saying it is. Now, there's a large footnote here, and he brings over here, this law is actually the subject of considerable controversy. Huge sugya. The Russian Kulin Ramay Yardaya 99.6 rule, nullification, a nullified substance reawakens, even if more of the prohibited substance is added to the mixture. But Ravid rules a nullified substance does not reawaken when more is introduced to the mixture. Moreover, Ravid rules that once a prohibited substance is nullified, it's considered completely permitted substance, so it joins with the other permitted substance to nullify any added amounts. So not only is it not going to be chayzer v'neir, it'll be mevatel more than you were able to mevatel before.
There's no such thing as chayzer v'neir.
Apparently not. Anyway, all along arichas over here. Anyway, I'm Kan Rabbeisai. We worked it out together. I thank you all for hanging in there with me.
Which footnote was out?
What? That's the variant. That's variant A.
That's variant A.
So I appreciate you all hanging in there. It's an hour and 16 minutes. Imam Shkitzchar for an extra 15 minutes of learning. Yashar Koyach.